听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. We thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide today. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we're talking about pet lawyers today. We started this lesson yesterday, and we talked about how lawyers for pets is becoming more and more popular. And that's because many pet owners love and value their pets, and they want them taken care of. So they hire lawyers to do this.
That's right. Years ago, this would be unheard of.But today, it's more and more common. People don't think of their pets as just possessions anymore like they would a computer or TV. Pets have become friends and companions.
They have, and so they have a lot of rights now. Some of them are inheriting money even, and they're getting to choose where they want to go if there's a divorce in the family. So we'll give you some more examples today and about some of the things that pet lawyers do. So we hope you have your magazines open to page 30. Let's pick up our reading in the right-hand column on line 11.
Lawyers for pets. Pet lawyers handle a variety of legal cases that involve a pet. Some pet owners want to set up a pet trust, where money is placed into an account for their pet. Then, when the owner passes away, the money from the trust pays to care for the pet as long as it lives. Trusts have been set up for dogs and cats, and even birds and turtles. If a couple files for a divorce,they can hire a pet lawyer to help determine who gets the pet. And the pet's preferences are considered. Other types of cases include dog bites, animal cruelty, and unnecessary injury to an animal by a veterinarian. Finding a school that teaches animal law is getting easier. 92 of the 196 accredited law schools in the U.S. now offer courses in animal law.That is up from just 9 in 2000. People value their pets and want to look out for their pets' interests. Hiring a pet lawyer can be expensive, but many pet owners feel it is worth it.
Okay, the author says pet lawyers handle a variety of legal cases that involve a pet.And Rachel just mentioned a few before the reading. One is that when a pet owner dies, sometimes that pet will receive or inherit a lot of money. Another example is when parents or two people divorce, where does the pet go? The pet actually gets to make a decision with, in regards to which owner he will go to, or she will, depending on the gender of the pet.
Exactly. And I don't really know how they do this. Our author isn't clear, but we mentioned maybe the two people are in the room and we see which one the pet goes to. And obviously, it's probably a difficult situation, even having the pet make the choice. I'm sure there are still some hard feelings between husband and wife when the pet has to go to one and not the other. And so,Obviously, there are different situations, and each couple and family has a different situation they bring to the table, right? So these lawyers have to handle a variety of legal cases.
Okay. A case simply is a problem which is dealt with in court. That's what a case is. So people bring all different kinds of problems to courts, hoping that the lawyers can help them solve these problems, these legal problems. Now, some pet owners...actually want to set up a pet trust where money is placed into an account for their pet. And we're going to learn about the definition of what a trust is in the next sentence or two.
Exactly. Now, trust is often used as a verb, but here we're using it as a noun. We're talking about a trust. And we see in our next sentence that when the owner passes away, the money from the trust pays to care for the pet as long as it lives. So again, a trust is just something that, you know, one party holds and they set it aside for the benefit of another person or another group of people.
Right. Some people have a trust set up for them and they will receive a lot of money. And depending on the law or where you are, some people, until they turn 18 or 21, then, at that time, they receive the inheritance or the money, maybe from a grandparent or another relative. Well, in this case, we're talking about pets receiving that money so that after the owner dies, the pet really have no worries. Not that pets worry. I'm not sure if they do or not, but they really have no reason to worry about where they will live and what they will eat and so on.
Yes, so the owner basically just takes care of this ahead of time because maybe if the owner is older and knows that they could die at some point in the next few years, they want to make sure that their pets are looked after, that their pets are cared for. So they set up this pet trust. I'm sure that these things will continue to become more and more popular as people hear about them, as they realize they can do these kinds of things now. So again, we also have another vocabulary phrase in there, Steve. We should also define what it means to pass away.
Pass away is just a very nice way to say die. And of course, people, when they die, they want their children, they want their pets to be taken care of, and sometimes they set up trusts for them. So passing away means die. Just a real nice way to say it.
Exactly. And you know what I think is kind of funny about this lesson is that all of this that the owners are doing for their pets is, I think, more for the owner than the pet, right? Because the pets don't know that they have rights, usually. Pets are just pretty carefree and they're not too demanding unless it's, you know, you've trained a pet to be that way. But this is more for the owner to have, we say, peace of mind, to know that if something happens, the pet will also be okay.
That's a good point, Rachel. You know, a lot of these owners, they don't want to worry about this, especially if they're old or if they're sick. They don't want to take the time or the energy to worry about their pets, so they set up these trusts and it gives them peace of mind, knowing that after they pass away, their pet will be cared for.
Exactly. Now, we've been talking a lot about dogs and even a little bit about cats yesterday, but we see in our lesson that trusts have been set up for more than cats and dogs. In fact, even birds and turtles have had trust funds or pet trusts. So some people love turtles and birds, and people have all kinds of pets, and I guess if you love a pet enough to set up a fund for them, well, then that pet is really going to be taken care of.
Well, a pet is a pet, right? And it's up to the person to decide what kind of animal it is. It doesn't matter now if it's just a dog or a cat. It could be a bird or a turtle. And as I said before, people are taking pigs as their pets. Could be a snake. Could be a rat. It really doesn't matter. These animals now have rights.
They sure do. Now let's look at another example of a situation that could happen. For example, if a couple files for a divorce, they can hire a pet lawyer to help determine who gets the pet. We mentioned this briefly yesterday. We defined the word divorce. That's when a couple decides that a separation is necessary and they don't want to be married any longer. And so the lawyer comes in and they make a decision who gets the pet, but the pet also gets to have a say.
Okay, sometimes it's easy to look at a pet and see who the pet favors. Sometimes it's very clear. Maybe the pet always goes towards the wife or the husband. For some reason or another, it's very obvious, but at other times, it's not so obvious, and you need to call in a lawyer to help figure this out.
All I can say is it probably costs a lot of money to do this, so I'm sure that maybe that's a last resort. Hopefully, this doesn't happen too often, because often in divorce, things can get kind of tricky, and people can argue, and it can just be a messy situation. But in this case, if this happens, a pet's preferences are considered. And we see that word preferences there, and preference just means what you prefer. So whatever the animal prefers is taken into account.
Okay, and certainly the lawyers will observe that and make that part of their decision. Friends, we want to visit the chat room right now. Please join us for that, and then we'll take a break.
Welcome, friends. With me in the chat room today is Doris. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. You know, it's always good to come for a chat again. So do you have a question for me again, Ken?
I sure do. Our lesson mentions, if a couple files for a divorce, how does a person file for a divorce? Don't we file something like a document in a filing cabinet?
Yes, you can file something by putting it in a filing cabinet. That's one meaning of file. But if you file for something, you're officially asking a court for something. So if you file for a divorce, you're asking the court to give you a divorce. A company might file for bankruptcy or declare that it is bankrupt.
File 是档案，当动词是归档的意思。比如说 ，Please file these documents in alphabetical order， 请将这些文件依字母顺序归档。但是课文中说 ，file for a divorce，file 在这里是申请法院声明、公开声明的意思。Does file have any other meanings？
Yes， file can also mean to sue someone. For example。You can file a lawsuit against someone. Also, if people file somewhere, they walk there in a single file or a single line.
File 也可以表示采取法律行动，提出诉讼。另外一个常见的用法 ,in a single file, 就是排一排，排成一列。比如说 ,students are filing into the cafeteria. 学生们排成一列进入餐厅。Okay, let's take a break right now. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. We're on page 31, and we're talking about pets and lawyers. Now, times have changed, and pets are more than just possessions. They're friends, they're companions, and so they have...kind of obtained rights over the years, and lawyers now are working to protect those rights.
They sure have. And we've seen a few examples given that are pretty common, I guess, if somebody's going to hire a pet lawyer, and they might hire a lawyer to help them set up a pet trust, which is when the animal will be taken care of for the rest of their lives, or even in a situation with divorce, when the pet can...kind of choose whether he wants to live with the husband or the wife. So again, pets seem to have a lot of rights right now.
Okay, well, let's go to line 6. And it says, other types of cases include dog bites, animal cruelty, and unnecessary injury to an animal by a veterinarian. These are other cases that you might hear about in court that lawyers are dealing with.Lawyers are dealing with pets now, and the legal case is brought into the courts. What kind of result will, or what will happen to the pets as a result of these problems?
Right, and we can also say what will happen to some of the people who are involved in these cases. For example, I once heard a story about a man who buried some dogs alive. Now, it's a terrible thing, and it was a bunch of puppies and I think maybe 7 or 8 dogs, and he didn't want them, so he tried to...killed them by burying them. But they were found and the dogs were okay. But the man was sent to jail for like 10 years. So obviously this was a big deal and people were very upset. And, you know, he tried to kill these dogs. And so these are some of the cases that are being brought into the courts and where people are saying animals should have rights here.
Yeah. And what about those stories you hear about the pit bulls, which is a very fierce kind of dog? Some pit bulls will kill...little children, even. You hear about these stories in the news once in a while. What happens to the dog after a dog kills a person? Or what happens to the owner of that dog after their dog kills a person.
So these are some of the cases that are in court right now. And we even have an example at the top of page 31. Just another example for us to look at of a case of an animal cruelty case, I guess we could say. And we found out that a jury awarded $135,000 to a family whose neighbor had poisoned its four pet dogs.
Okay, I'm guessing that these four dogs were much loved by the family. However, I guess they might have been barking at night. There must have been a reason why the neighbor poisoned the dogs. Well, it doesn't really matter because the case went to court and the man was fined $135,000. That's a lot of money.
That is a huge chunk of change right there. So definitely people feel very strongly about this, many pet owners, and they are willing to go to court and fight for their pets and fight for their pets' rights. So let's get back to, we need to look at that word veterinarian before we move on to line 9. Probably some of you have seen this word before. We often shorten it just to say vet, and a veterinarian is somebody who cares for animals or who takes care of animals as a job.
Okay, another easy way to say this is pet doctor or animal doctor. Veterinarians work often on farms, taking care of cows and pigs, but also pets. Pet veterinarians are also very popular. Line 9 goes on to say, finding a school that teaches animal law is getting easier. Remember, I said 5 or 10 years ago, this kind of thinking that pets would have rights really didn't exist. It's becoming more and more popular over the last decade.
Right. So if you're going to study law, maybe even in the U.S., you might think, I'll never be faced with this kind of a case, but you just might be because they're teaching it now in the schools. In fact, 92 of the 196 accredited law schools in the U.S. now offer courses in animal law. I'm curious if my brothers-in-law have taken this class because both of them went to law school. I'll have to ask them if they've taken animal law.
Well, certainly becoming more and more popular and maybe more lucrative, which means that lawyers can make a lot of money if they involve themselves in this kind of law, helping animals have rights in court. Well, let's look at that word accredited for a moment. That means having official approval or having official recognition. So these schools have recognition by the government because they've reached a certain level or a certain standard.
Right. They are officially recognized, we might say. So now there are 92 schools who offer these courses, and that's up from just 9 schools in the year 2000. So in a few short years, many, many schools have started to add animal law to their programs, many law schools, I should say. So it'll probably only continue to grow. Maybe 10 years from now, it might be a required course for these lawyers.
Okay, the last paragraph begins by saying people value their pets and want to look out for their pets' interests. That's very true. That's the whole meaning behind this lesson. People love their pets more and more. They consider them companions and friends, not just possessions. So they want to make sure that their pets' interests are looked after.
That's right. And that's one of our vocabulary phrases. To look out for something, that's actually an idiom, means that you are just paying attention to what is happening and you're trying to do what you can to protect that person or that situation. So often a big sister will look out for her younger sister and things like that. So people who have pets are looking out for them. They're making sure their pets are taken care of.
Okay, hiring a pet lawyer can be expensive, but many pet owners feel it is worth it. Well, what do you think? Do you think it's worth it to hire a pet lawyer? Let's watch this review skit, and then we'll be back with some questions. Who are you calling?
Fluffy's lawyer. I'm setting up a trust fund.
A trust fund for a dog?
Why not? I'll put money in an account for Fluffy, and then when I pass away, she'll have money for expenses.
Wow, a pet lawyer can set up a trust fund for a dog.
or a cat, or a bird, or even a turtle. They can also help with divorce.
Divorce? But dogs don't get divorced.
No, but sometimes their owners do. Pet lawyers help determine who gets the pet. They consider the pet's preference.
Wow, a pet lawyer can do a lot.
Yes, they can help in cases of dog bites, animal cruelty, and injury by a veterinarian. You know, many accredited law schools now offer courses in animal law.
Well, looking out for a pet's rights is a good idea after all.
Yes, it's very expensive, but it's worth it. So, do you want to hire a pet lawyer?
No, I want to become one.
Oh.
Pass away. Kate is very sad because her dad passed away this morning. Preference. Jesse's preference is to skip the movie and go home. Accredited. The college became an accredited university once it met certain requirements. Look out for. Sarah looks out for her younger sister and makes sure she is safe and happy.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看的是 preference 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 prefer 比较喜欢的这个动词，所以名词 preference 是指偏好，或者是指偏爱的事物或人。例如 ，We record our customers' preferences so we can provide better service。为了提供更好的服务，顾客的偏好我们都会记录起来。如果要说明所偏好的对象，是用 for 这个介系词。例如。Joseph has a preference for casual clothes rather than formal ones. Joseph 喜欢穿休闲的衣服胜过正式的服装。接下来我们看的是 accredited 这个过去分词，它是 accredit 授权、委派或任命这个动词的过去分词，在这里是当形容词，意思是指立案的、被正式委派的或者是合格的。例如 ,He graduated from an accredited cooking school and within a short time was hired by a famous restaurant. 他从一家合格的餐饮学校毕业之后，很快的就被一家很有名的餐厅聘用了。或者是 ,Charles is an accredited correspondent with the New York Times. Charles 是纽约时报正式委派的特派员。最后我们看的是 look out for 这个成语。Look out for something or someone 是指留意或注意某人或某事。例如 ,look out for your sister when you're playing at the park. 你们在公园玩的时候要注意妹妹。或者是 ,don't work too hard. You have to look out for your health. 不要工作得太累要注意自己的健康。And look out, there's more to come. Here's a review question for you. If you place money into an account for a pet, then you are setting up a pet. A. Preference. B. Trust. C. Fund. Or D. Checkbook. Now, according to the article, Steve, there's one answer here.
The correct answer is B. Trust. Well, friends, we hope you learned something these last few days about pets and lawyers. We had fun teaching it. We'll have another lesson for you here.
And now, here's Black Pearl with today's musical skit.
Have a good day. Have a good day today.
You have a good day today.
A good day.
Have a real good day today.
A good day.
I want you to enjoy yourself. Go have some fun, it's okay.
Have a good day.
I want you to forget all of your problems. Hear what I say.
Enjoy the day.
We should all start enjoying each day. Life is too short, too precious to waste. So
today,
okay?
A good day. Have a good day. Have a good day today.
I want you to have a good day.
A good day.
Okay?
I want you to enjoy yourself. Go have some fun. It's okay.
Have a good day.
I want you to forget all of your problems. Hear what I say.
Enjoy the day.
We should all start enjoying each day. Life is too short, too precious to waste.
So have a good day.
Have a good day today, friends. This is the Black Pearl, signing off from the classroom. Bye-bye.